Greetings in the name of our soon coming Savior and Lord, John Horn, your speaker. Shall we read together, please, in the Epistle of Paul to the Hebrews, chapter 2, reading at verse 3, where a question is raised, a most important question, and one that ought to concern all of my listeners today. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? Now, I'd like you to know that this is a great salvation because the greatest person ever brought it. And not only so, the greatest possible price was paid for it. And then, too, the greatest promise is made to those who receive it or receive him, for salvation is, after all, in a person. And then there's a great penalty to all those who refuse it. Now, it's hardly necessary to remind you, is it, that the Word of God abounds with words of entreaty as well as words of warning. And we have been seeking in the bygone messages to bring before all our hearers God's plan of salvation, God's one and only way of finding rest and peace and joy and forgiveness. And, of course, it's found in our blessed Lord Jesus. And then, you know, while the Word of God does abound with words of promise and words of entreaty, there are also in it words of solemn warning. And I don't think you could find a more solemn warning anywhere than what is found in the passage that we read to you in this second chapter of Hebrews and verse 3. And by the way, as regards this great salvation, it may be treated in various ways. You see, it could be definitely refused by you, or it could be rejected. But it is most commonly treated in the way that is suggested in the text, and that I'm sure, and it is found in that word neglect. Now, likely I am appealing to some today, and you have been saying, if you haven't said it today, you've said it again and again, I know that I ought to attend to the matter of the salvation of my soul. It is my soul that is at stake. And maybe the Spirit of God has again and again been pressing upon your heart and upon your conscience not only the importance of this, but the necessity of having this matter settled and settled right now. But what you have been doing is neglecting the great salvation of God. And all we could enumerate today, calamity after calamity that has befallen homes and individuals and many things that have happened because of that word neglect. And I hope that you are not neglecting the salvation of your precious, priceless, and never dying soul. Yes, you see, after all, we are careful to take care of our bodies, and I think perhaps it's a good thing to do. We prepare for every emergency and every exigency in life. In the summertime, we prepare for winter. In the wintertime, we prepare for summer. And in that way, we find ourselves, as the world would say, sitting pretty. But you know, the most important thing that could engage your thoughts and your attention is the matter that concerns you personally, you, your very self. And that is the taking care of your soul. You see, that soul of yours has to be saved and must be saved in time. Otherwise, it will be lost and lost for all eternity. And you see, the scripture here says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? In other words, if you neglect the salvation of God, and should our Savior come today, and it is so very, very possible that he may come at any moment, and you are found still in your sins, it would be too late then and too late forever. You would have neglected and put off that which should have been first and foremost until it is eternally too late. Oh, I'd like to tell you more about the price that was paid. I'd like to tell you more about that spotless person. I'd like to tell you something of the great promise, and perhaps we can in our next broadcast. Meantime, receive him as your personal Savior.